Chapter 14. Arriving in Nilachal. At the age of 24, Shigar Sundar renounced his family and accepted sannyas. He then became known as Shri Krishna Chaitanya and traveled to Shri Jagannath Puri, Nilachal. On the request of Shri Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, King Pratap Rudra arranged for Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's residence at the house of the king's family priest, Shri Kashi Mishra. Once, Srila Haridas Thakur came to Shri Jagannath Puri to see Sriman Mahaprabhu along with Shri Advaitacharya, Shri Shivanand Sen, Shri Vasudev, Shri Murari Gupta, and about 200 other devotees. From the roof of the palace, Shri Gopinath Acharya pointed out and described each devotee to Shri Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and King Pratap Rudra. When he indicated Srila Haridas Thakur, he said, Haridas Thakur iha bhuvan pavan, that is Srila Haridas Thakur, the purifier of the entire world. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Leela, 11.86. All the devotees were going to Shri Kashi Mishra's house to have darshan of Sriman Mahaprabhu, but they encountered him on the way there. Sriman Mahaprabhu was overjoyed to see the devotees, and he asked each about their well-being. When he saw that Srila Haridas Thakur was not present, he asked, "Where is Haridas?" Srila Haridas Thakur would not so much as step on the main road near the Jagannath temple, where the Lord was meeting with the devotees. He instead took darshan of the Lord from afar and to the side of the road, where he fell flat in prostrated obeisances. As soon as the Lord inquired about him, the devotees ran to where Srila Haridas Thakur was offering pranam and called him. "Haridas," they said, "Mahaprabhu wants to meet you. Come, let's go to him quickly." Srila Haridas Thakur said, "I am untouchable, being of low caste, and have no right to walk on the main road near Shri Jagannath temple, where his servants always come and go. If there were a small, solitary place in a garden somewhere, I could stay there and pass my time. My desire is to stay where Shri Jagannath's servants will not be able to accidentally touch this untouchable person." When the devotees conveyed Srila Haridas Thakur's words to Sriman Mahaprabhu, he became overjoyed. At that moment, Shri Kashi Mishra arrived along with the temple's superintendent. They offered respects unto Sriman Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and said, "O Lord, may we have your permission to arrange for the accommodation of all these Vaishnavas." Sriman Mahaprabhu said, "Gopinath, Acharya, will go with you to help find suitable residence for everyone. O Kashi Mishra, in the garden near where I am staying, there is a room that is quite solitary. I need such a room so I may remember Shri Krishna in solitude." Shri Kashi Mishra said, "O Lord, everything belongs to you, so why must you ask? You may take whichever place you like." After offering obeisances to Sriman Mahaprabhu, the groups of Vaishnavas left for their residences, and Shri Gopinath Acharya showed everyone to their respective rooms. Sriman Mahaprabhu welcomes him. "Mahaprabhu aila tabe Haridas milane, Haridas kare prem nam sankirtane, Prabhu dekhi pade aage dandvat haiya, Prabhu alingan kaile tar uthaiya, Dui jane premavesh karena krandane, Prabhu gune bhritte vikal, Prabhu bhritte gune, Haridas kahe, Prabhu na chuo more, Mui nich asparsh, Param pamare, Prabhu kahe toma sparshi pavitra haite, Tomar pavitra dharma nahi ke amyate, Shane shane kare tumi, Sarva tirth snan, Shane shane kare tumi, Yagya tapodan, Nirantar karo tumi ved adhyan, द्विज न्यासी हैते तुमी परम पावन अहो बट शपचु अतो गृहान या जीवाग्रे वर्तते नाम तुभ्यम तेपस तपस्ते जोहुवु शाश्नु आर्ज्य उब्राह्मण चूर नाम ग्रनंति येते। फुटनोट: दिस वर्स इज कोटेड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 3.33.7. एतो बलि तारे लैया गेला पुष्पोद्याने अति निवृत्ते तार दीला वास स्थाने श्री चैतन्य चेतामृत मध्य लीला 11.185-193. After this, Shriman Mahaprabhu went to meet with Srila Haridas Thakur. At that time, Srila Haridas Thakur was lovingly performing Nam Sankirtan. As soon as Srila Haridas Thakur saw Shriman Mahaprabhu approaching, he fell flat at his lotus feet. Mahaprabhu picked him up and embraced him. They both cried in ecstatic love. The devotee was overwhelmed by the qualities of his Lord, and the Lord was overwhelmed by the qualities of his devotee. Sri Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, please do not touch me. I am from a low caste. I am untouchable and extremely fallen." Shriman Mahaprabhu said, "Haridas, I am touching you in order to purify myself. I do not possess the purifying nature that you possess. At every moment, you bathe in all the holy places and perform sacrifices, austerity and charity. You are constantly studying the four Vedas, and you are far purer than any Brahmin or Sannyasi." Quoting the Bhagavatam, Shriman Mahaprabhu declared, "Even if born in a family of dog eaters, a person is worshipable if your Krishna's name is ever present on the tip of his tongue. Only those who are ever absorbed in your Nam Sankirtan are truly virtuous. Only they have performed all kinds of austerities and sacrifices, taken bath in all places of pilgrimage, and truly studied all the Vedas, as well as auxiliaries of the Vedas. They are therefore counted among the Aryans." Saying this, Shriman Mahaprabhu took Srila Haridas Thakur to a flower garden and gave him a solitary place to stay. Shriman Mahaprabhu said, "Ei sthane rahi kare nam sankirtan, pratidin asi ami karibe milan, mandire chakra dekhi kareh pranam, ei thai tomar asibe prasadan." Nityananda Jagdanand Damodar Mukunda Haridas Mili Sabe Paila Ananda. Shri Chaitanya Chaitamrit Madhya Lila 11.194-196. "Haridas, stay here and perform Nam Sankirtan. I will come here every day to meet with you. From here, look at the chakra atop Sri Jagannath's temple and offer obeisances. I will arrange for prasad to be sent here to you." Sri Nityam Prabhu, Sri Jagdanand Pandit, Sri Damodar Prabhu and Mukunda Prabhu were all delighted to meet with Srila Haridas Thakur. After taking bath in the sea, Shriman Mahaprabhu returned back to his residence. All the devotees gathered there to honor prasad, which the Lord began serving with his own hands. But no one would take prasad before Mahaprabhu himself sat. Sri Sarup Damodar thus requested the Lord, "All the devotees are waiting for you, so please sit with Sri Nitan Prabhu to honor prasad. I will distribute prasad to all the devotees." Siddh Bakula, his place of bhajan. Tabe Prabhu prasadan hate dila, jatna kari Haridas Thakure pathaila. Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrit Madhya Lila 11.206. Shriman Mahaprabhu handed some prasad to Sri Govinda to be carefully delivered to Sri Haridas Thakur. It was only after Shriman Mahaprabhu had sent prasad to Srila Haridas Thakur that he seated the sannyasis and himself to honor prasad. Srila Haridas Thakur began living in the hut given to him by Shriman Mahaprabhu. There he daily chanted 3 lakhs of Harinam while immersed in bhav, spiritual emotion. Each day, after attending the early morning arati of Sri Jagannath Dev, the Lord would visit Srila Haridas Thakur to give him his darshan. It is said that Sri Jagannath Dev's pujari once gave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a bakul datun, means a twig from a bakul tree used for brushing one's teeth, that has been offered to Sri Jagannath. When Mahaprabhu went to Srila Haridas Thakur's hut, he planted that twig in the courtyard. Within moments, it grew into a giant tree. That tree became famous by the name Sidh Bakul. Even today, people call Srila Haridas Thakur's place of bhajan Sidh Bakula. And this same Bakula tree still mercifully gives its darshan there. Some say that Sriman Mahaprabhu planted the twig on the day of Chaitra Sankranti in March. Therefore, even now, a festival called Dant Kasht Ropan, means planting of the toothbrush twig, is celebrated on that day in Sidh Bakula.